Hi.
MMA.
Hi there. I've got an Amos call, a voice note or something.
Yeah, can I take your details, please?
It's Stuart Monroe.
Give me 1 second, Jordan. 1 second.
Stuart.
What's your name again, sir? Sorry.
It's Stuart Monroe.
Okay, Mr. Monroe, give me 2 seconds. Hi, Stuart.
Aye.
Give me 2 seconds, sir. I just need to... sorry, Stuart. Yeah, it was me giving you a call. I was on another call and I was getting some interference from the other call. So I apologise for that, Stuart. Do you have 5 minutes to have a chat with me about your case, Mr. Monroe?
Aye, that's fine, aye.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, sir, my name's Michael. I'm an investigator here at MMA Legal. All of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, Stuart.
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. So my role is, you've spoken to our customer care team. They've gathered all of your information, all of your statements from your time in care. My role is not so much to go over your time in care. I don't need to drag you over those emotional coals just yet, or drag you back over, should I say. My role is more to find out how the trauma you suffered in care has had an impact on your adult life. Whether that be through the likes of, you know, anxiety, depression, PTSD.
I've got anxiety and depression, that basically hard to trust people, and I think it's just affected me trusting people in my life, because I broke up every relationship, not hard to trust people in it.
Yeah, of course. Do you seek medical attention for the depression and anxiety?
I was in the hospital and all that, and I've been in for self-harm and that, I don't take the medicine, so I don't know, I just try to deal with myself.
Yeah, does your doctor know about it, though?
I have. I've been doing for years. Antidepressants. I've been on 50 milligrams Etrolin. I've been on hard to sleep. I've been having to get stuff out of sleep, but...
Yeah. For self-harm. Do you suffer with, or have you suffered with any sort of drinking drugs, Stuart?
Aye. It's basically drink drugs. Try to stop it, nothing and everything with them, but... I drink that, but I don't really like drinking, it's just I drink, right?
Do you drink, or is it the substance issue? Sorry.
I drink that. I've put things in that before that, but drinks, basically, that has been a problem in my life.
Okay.
I don't enjoy drinking. Like, I can't really handle my drinking that, but I drink. And then that's what just ends up causing arguments, and then, I don't know.
Yeah. You drink just to deal with, obviously, you know, what's happened?
Aye, aye.
I just off with that in my drinks.
The same with my relationships. I've got 3 different kids to 3 different girls, but the relationships have just broke away and don't trust people and don't let people in. But then it just ends up an argument and that, and then just basically ends up that situation.
Yeah, of course.
And then
I've
been
like
a close one,
run
with people,
not
I've always just wanted to be myself
enough. Yeah, I get that. I get not a lot of my clients are like that. Can I take your GP's details, please, Stuart?
It's Medlock Medical Practice in Ibrox. I've just not all been there. Medlock.
Medlock.
Medlock, M-I-L, not M-I-D, Lock,
yeah.
Okay. Medical Practice, and it's in Ibrox.
Okay. And the hospitals that you're admitted to for the self-harm?
It took us into the hospital, and that was for cutting my legs and my arms and that. But I went to the Drumchapel doctors, it was years and years ago.
Okay.
I've still got all the cuts on my legs and that anyway. I went in, but they just bandaged that up. That, then I just basically see myself with it because I really want to deal with that.
Okay. So hopefully your current GP will have all the medical records.
I will. It was in Drumchapel Hospital. I went up that because my current GP will have all my medical reports anyway, the medical history and that anyway.
I'll write to Drumchapel anyway.
What?
I'll write to the Drumchapel Hospital.
Aye, aye.
Anyway, just to see what happens, see what we get back.
Aye, that's right.
And your GP knows about your alcohol issues?
No, I've not really went and seen about my alcohol. I've never went and really seen it. But
okay, no problem.
I have got a problem with alcohol, I know, Bill. It's not a problem, it's like, I can stay off it, but then when I'm sick myself, I can't. Like,
okay,
there's times I just get it in mind that I could be doing my drink and that, but I'm not really an alcoholic at all. I don't think so anyway, but
yeah.
I can go and work on that, but as again, then I just get into that way, then I just don't think. I just get made up, so.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to write to the social services and the education authorities of the two care settings you've given us. Once I get that information. Sorry?
There will be reports of the schools I've been in and that anyway.
Yeah. Do you want copies of all that information?
Sorry?
Do you want me to send you copies of any information I get from your time in school and care and...
No, I'm not allowed to too fussed about that.
Okay.
But the schools I was in, they were basically putting me down and all that when I was about 9-year-old, 8-year-old locked me in rooms and that.
Yeah. There's a difference between... discipline and...
Well, they actually took my trainers off me and that and then told me that I'd be able to... That was me, I was staying there and that. And then, actually, there was a report and I actually walked in. I was about 8-year-old, 9-year-old. I walked in from miles away from the school. There was police for the prison and all that. Just because, obviously, they'd held me down and basically three teachers on path of me and saying, a child. That's not right.
Did you say the police were involved?
When I left the school, I'd walked away from Moulton School, I was about 8-9 years old, and then obviously the police was involved looking for me, because I'd moved away from school, I'd run away from school that was miles away from my home.
Yeah.
So they were looking for me, trying to find me.
Okay.
So there should be a police report about that now. I couldn't tell you 100%. Sorry?
Police reports around any sort of the, physical...
No.
No.
Back in the days, they'd be really bothered about it. They told you you're being bad, really, that's what you were accepting, basically.
Yeah. What school, what police would that be?
Roseville Primary, would it be?
Where, sorry?
Roseville.
Yeah, no, what police, what area?
I'm not actually sure at that point because I was still a child and that, but I know that the fact that the police was away at my mum's and at the school because I'd ran away from the school, so they were missing a student.
Yeah. Okay.
But they would have the police were contacted about me leaving the school now.
Yeah.
And then I had to walk in from Moulton, which is a good distance away from Drumchapel.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll write to the Education Authority, Social Services, I'll write to your GP, the Drumchapel Hospital, and I'll try and find the local police to Rosevale so I can DSAR them as well. And get any sort of incident reports from them.
There was also an incident when I was 15 or 16 when I ran in front of a bus and got knocked down. I was drunk, I ran across the road, but I don't know.
Okay.
But I ran across the road.
Okay.
I was in a hospital where I spent some time, I can't remember much of it.
What hospital was that? Was that the Drumchapel one?
Yeah, I had to come out and cut all my clothes off and on the road, take me in a stretcher. I was one of my pals who was lying on the road for about an hour.
I had a bus. Okay. So I'm going to write to, obviously, all of these different authorities. Once I get that information, Stuart, me and you are going to go through it together.
Yeah.
That's not. I just need to. You need to make you aware that's not going to be an easy call. Obviously, we've got to go through everything with a fine tooth comb, both yourself
Aye.
And I. Make sure that we're not missing anything. We've got, you know, evidence that you're happy with.
I know that's good.
We'll then add, obviously, you add your medical records we get from your GP to your claim, and we'll submit that to the Scottish Redress as a full picture of, you know, your time in care and the troubles and the issues you've had as an adult. What happens then, Stuart, is we'll then wait for what's called a panel date. That's where our case will be judged on. It's judged up behind closed doors, so we don't know, yourself and I, or our lawyer, doesn't have to attend that.
Right.
We'll get notified by mail. And hopefully from there, we'll get you, obviously, the recognition you deserve.
Aye,
and also, you know, some financial compensation.
Aye. That's all right. That's
all right. Perfect. Like I said, it's not going to be a quick turnaround. It could take me anywhere up to 10 months.
It's just the people that's done that, they I've heard it from other people and all that, like, somebody put on saying about this, like, I mean, but at the end of the day, like, people that have done that to children back then should actually be brought to justice, in a sense, because at the end of the day, you can't obviously, like, you couldn't do that. We will get smoked in cupboards, pinned in, restrained, and get kept in schools early, or threatened to get kept in schools early, and should pull up. I was getting told I was getting kept in all that.
Disgusting. But it brought to justice is a very mild way of putting it, should we say, for what these people deserve.
Right.
So do you have any questions for me, Stuart, about what I'm going to go off and do?
No. Basically, they've played enough and basically what's going to happen. The permanent owner has got to employ you. What's for yourself is basically...
Okay. So I just obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I need to just go back one step with you, just because obviously I need you to understand our fees and what other options are out there for you. And if you're still happy to continue with that, then myself, I'll obviously, you know, continue with that. But I do need to go over it with you on this recorded call. So just to let you know that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself, Stuart. You don't need a law firm to do that. It is actually set up so individuals can apply, but that would obviously mean if you wish to.
Aye, that's fine.
So just to let you know, obviously you can apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. You can gather your own evidence if you wish to and submit your own case, but that's entirely up to you. So that's an option. Option two is there are other law firms out there, Stuart, who will help you apply to the Scottish Redress but won't charge you any fees.
I know that's fine, Ed.
Yeah, the reason they don't charge you fees, Stuart, is they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of what's called the government legal fee scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether you win, lose or draw. Now, legally, I can't divulge or discuss or comment on what them law firms' practices are and what they do for you, and probably more importantly, Stuart, what they don't do for you.
Right.
What I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, in which our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. Now, what that means is if, you know, we win together, you win, we win, you lose, we lose together, our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT, so you'll never pay us more than 20%. On the flip side to that, Stuart, if we are unsuccessful due to the emotional distress that you've been through because of your time in care, we will never put financial pressure on you if we're unsuccessful with your case. Our insurance policy will cover all of our time, if you like, so we'll never come looking for any sort of money from you, Stuart.
No, that's sort of fine.
Is that okay, sir? Do you understand those three options?
Yes.
Fantastic. And you're happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes, 100%.
Excellent. Stuart, just to let you know, you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. If you were unaware of the 14-day, I can restart that today on this call. Or alternatively, if you're happy with, obviously, our fees, our process.
I'm happy with everything. As I say, you've explained it the same way the other woman explained it, and I've had a wee read over the contract thing.
Okay, you can waive the 14-day cooling off period, Stuart, if you wish. And we can get started on your case as soon as possible.
I just want to go ahead and continue.
Okay. So you're happy to waive the 14-day off period? Perfect. What I'll do, Stuart, is you have my number now. My name's Michael. You call me anytime. I work for you. If you need any questions answered, give me a call. If you're struggling with your mental health and you want to have a chat with somebody who understands your background, call me. I'm always at the other end of a call for you.
Right.
If I don't hear from you, I'll ring you every 3 to 4 weeks just to catch up and let you know how I'm getting on. And I'll also write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, Stuart.
That's totally fine.
Perfect. Do you understand all of that, Stuart?
Yes.
Excellent. Do you have any questions for me, sir?
No, really. Basically, I've went over everything and I just understand what you're saying that, so.
Excellent, perfect. And what I'll do, Stuart, is I'll be in touch as soon as I possibly can and I'll go away and start gathering the information for you.
Right, no problem. Thanks a lot for it, mate.
Thank you, Stuart. Enjoy the rest of your day. Say a lovely
day. You too. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.